I'm here with Rupert Matthews, campaign manager for Better Off Out. Rupert, today in the Houses of Parliament we were talking about money, mostly. The figure of £933 per year, where's that from?
That is relating only to the direct costs of the European Union. So those are, if you like, our membership fee that the British government has to pay over to the European Union. And so they're coming out of the Treasury figures. What we did was try and pull in all the different figures. You can imagine, of course, the government doesn't make it easy. They don't issue it just as one single figure. So it's all caught up in different accounts. So you put in the different figures from what we're paying to belong to the different organs of the European Union, add it all together, and then divide it by the number of households in the UK, and that's a figure that you end up with. Now, of course, the Europhiles will object to that and say, oh, no, but, you know, we get lots of benefits back. You know, the European Union helps subsidise building bridges in Scotland and so on. And my retort is, well, that's OK. Well, that's a bit like if you and I were waiting for a train, and I said, you know what, I said, we've got half an hour till the train, let's go and have a drink. So we go into the bar, right, and I order two drinks, and then realise I haven't got any money, so I turn to you and you pay for it. Well, and you say, oh, well, that's fine. And then as I leave, I make the argument, well, actually, that hasn't cost you anything because you got one drink back. But you're still £7 or £8 out of pocket. And that's what's happening here. We have to pay stuff into the European Union, which they make us pay, and then they decide how to spend the money and come back and spend it here. So you could have sat on the bench at the station and kept your money in your wallet and it hadn't cost you anything, but no, I made you go and have a drink. Well, you ended up with a drink, which you didn't really want, and you had to pay. I mean, to my mind, their argument is completely fallacious. If we weren't a member of the European Union, we wouldn't be having to pay into the bureaucracy in Brussels, we wouldn't be paying into the red tape in Brussels. And those are only the direct costs. There are all sorts of indirect costs in regulation, which stifles business, that means there aren't as many jobs, so you have unemployment. There are all sorts of indirect costs. Those are just the quantifiable hard cash sums that the British government pays to the European government in tribute for being a member.
And chip shops.
Oh, chip shops, yes. We did a leaflet. We produced it about 2 months ago now, but it has been one of our more popular leaflets. On the front is a lovely scrumptious picture of some fish and chips.
It's quite delicious.
Just want to pick it up and eat it. And makes the point that the great British fish and chips is under threat. When you turn the leaflet over, of course, it gives a chapter and verse on why. And there are two reasons, basically. The first is that the common fisheries policy has caused massive environmental damage in our fishing grounds. North Sea cod stocks fell by about, I think, 85% in the 20 years after we joined the common fisheries policy. So not only are there fewer fish, but the fish that are left are not being caught by British fishermen because the quota allocation is also going to Spanish, Portuguese and so on. So you have the environmental damage, which is driving up the price of fish as the fish become rarer, but also the rules on VAT that are dictated to us from Brussels mean that a fish and chip shop has to charge a higher rate of VAT than if you were to go into a corner shop and buy a hot sausage and chips in a corner shop. Now, this is absolutely ridiculous. The product's the same. It's hot takeaway food. The tax system should be the same. And yet, because of the European Union, which doesn't have the tradition of hot takeaway food like we do, they just wrote the rules to suit themselves. And the fish and chip shops are suffering as a consequence. And fish and chip shops are going out of business. And it's a damn shame. And so if you like eating fish and chips, vote Leave.
Instead of following the Mercedes-driven people who've probably never even heard of a fish and chip shop.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yes, they have Ratty and Fritz. But again, you see, you know, they're not buying them in the sort of hot takeaway shop that we're accustomed to here. They go and sit in a cafe and eat it. They don't do takeaway. And so it's a typical example of the way that rules dreamt up in Brussels to suit European markets don't work in Britain, because we have a different culture and do things differently here.
What's the main message of Better Off Out then? We've talked about money today, but what's your overall message?
Well, the overall message is, unsurprisingly, we would be better off out of the European Union, basically because Britain has never really been in step with the continental way of doing things. I've highlighted hot takeaway food and fish and chips. It also applies to the first past the post democracy that we have, but also our business cycle is more in step with the English-speaking world, with North America, with Australia, and with, if you like, the English-speaking world on a larger scale. So India has, I think, something like 38 different languages, but it uses English as its common language. And our economic cycle and our business practices are a lot more in tune with those countries than they are with Latvia or Estonia or Romania. And so for many reasons, we're really not a good fit for the European Union. And were we to leave the European Union, we could organise things to suit us rather than to having to organise things to suit them, and therefore our economy in the long term would prosper and everyone would be better off were we to leave the European Union.
So, Rupert, how do people find out more about Better Off Out and the Leave campaign?
Well, we have a website, as most people do these days. It's www.betteroffout.net. We're also on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we have a YouTube channel, and of course, you good folks at Radio Free UK also host our podcast. So if people go to your website, they can pick up our weekly podcast there. And so there are lots of different ways people can interact with us.
Thank you very much.